This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And if you want to be part of Science Fantastic, then why not give us a call? That's right, the lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. And when you hear the recording, leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make but never had the opportunity. Well, here's your chance to get on national radio. Here's your chance to have your thoughts heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. And if you want to find out more about what I do, then go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, talking about the exploration of the universe in the future of manned exploration, the exploration of the universe. So the book is called The Future of Humanity, that is, Humanity in Outer Space. Previous books include The Future of the Mind, talking about incredible developments as we use physics, modern physics, to probe the thoughts of the living brain, telepathy, telekinesis, things that were once considered preposterous, like recording a dream we can do in the laboratory. This sounds like magic, but no, it's nothing but modern physics. And the book is called The Future of the Mind. And in another book I've written, Physics of the Impossible, I talk about warp drive, higher dimensions, wormholes, teleportation, all the stuff you see in science fiction movies. I explain what is possible, what is plausible, and what is downright impossible with today's technology. And so, once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, or my Facebook site. We have 3 million fans on Facebook, and about 1 million people pick up my tweets every week on Twitter. Okay, well, let's just jump right into the first listener phone call.
Hi there, Michio Kaku. My name is Lance Rome, calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I was just wondering, it may sound elementary, but has anything changed in discovering why the sky is blue? Last I remember from, you know, school way back then is light being reflected off of water molecules or anything like that. Just wondering if anything's changed or become more clear. Looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks.
It was over 100 years ago that a physicist by the name of Rayleigh worked out what happens when light scatters when it hits something like water vapor or whatever. And it turns out that blue light scatters the most. Red light scatters the least. Now, when you look at the night sky and you look at the day sky, you're looking at the sun in different phases. During the day sky, for example, you look up, you're not looking at the sun at all. You're looking at scattered light that's scattered from sunlight. So light from the sun hit an air molecule or water molecule and then went to your eyeball. That's why the sky is blue. The sky sky is blue because blue scatters the most. And when you look up in the day sky, you're looking at scattered light. Now, when you look at the sunset, you're looking directly at the sun through a tremendous amount of air. And that means you're looking at red. Red light, because most of the blue has scattered away. Red light scatters the least. And so when you look at the sun at sunset, you're looking at the sun, sun's light that has pretty much already scattered away all the blues, leaving red. And the last question is, well, why is the night sky black? Believe it or not, that has something to do with the origin of the universe itself. You see, common sense says that the universe should be infinitely old with an infinite number of stars and should be uniform. Well, if that common sense idea is true, that means everywhere you look in outer space, your eyeball will zoom in on a star. Every point has a star. Therefore, the sky should be on fire. The sky should be white, not black. And your eyes should melt because of all the radiation that's pouring down into your eyeball. So why is the night sky black rather than blazing white? Well, the answer actually was first worked out by the mystery writer Edgar Allan Poe. Edgar Allan Poe was, in fact, an amateur cosmologist, believe it or not. He was an amateur astronomer, and he figured it out. And that is, when you look at the night sky, eventually you hit a cutoff. The night sky is a time machine. You're looking backwards in time when you look at the distant stars, and at some point there's a cutoff. There's no more light beyond that. And what is that cutoff? The Big Bang itself. So believe it or not, the reason why the night sky is black is because the universe is finite in its age. There was a beginning. And Edgar Allan Poe was the first one to write that down in print. Amazing. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Frederick Moore. Listening from KFQD, Anchorage, Alaska. I was wondering, do you support the plans for orbiting lunar outposts or Dr. Zubrin's idea of going directly to the moon and then on to Mars? Thank you.
Actually, the question you raise is, it goes to the very heart of NASA's policies for the exploration of the moon and Mars. There's a split. There's a split among space scientists. NASA has decided to go back to the moon to create a space station that orbits the moon, just like the International Space Station orbits the Earth today. That's like a halfway house. From there, we will launch an ion rocket to Mars. So NASA envisions a two-step policy. First step is to go back to the moon, create a lunar orbiter around the moon, and from there, launch a rocket to go to Mars. Other people, as you pointed out, say, humbug, what a waste of time and resources. Why not simply jump to Mars all at once? Save money, save costs. Because, of course, the lunar orbiter will cost billions of dollars to create and maintain. This is a debate that's going on right now, and we have different plans to implement both procedures. The SLS booster rocket, which is funded by NASA directly, is basically outfitted to go to the moon. However, Elon Musk of SpaceX says, why bother with the moon? Why not jump to Mars all at once with a bigger rocket, bigger than the SLS, called the BFR. B stands for big, R stands for rocket, and F stands for your imagination. So Elon Musk says, why bother with a halfway measure? Why not jump to Mars directly? So which way are we going to go? Well, it's not clear. Both sides are presenting their case right now. At the current time, the Trump administration is leaning toward going back to the moon and then using that to piggyback way to go to Mars. However, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. That's right. This is the time when you can talk back to the radio. How often have you been listening to the radio or the internet and something pops up and you're just dying to ask a question or make a comment, but hey, you're all alone. It's just you and the computer and the radio. Well, what you can do is talk to me. That's right. Give me a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. When you hear the recording, leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, perhaps you'll be heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So give us a call. Okay, let's move right on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Mr. Kaku. I'm a big fan of yours, and my name is Hakran Sidhu. I'm calling from Texas, and I was just getting into your videos. I've almost finished reading of your book on parallel worlds, and I think I'm totally falling into it. I'm getting in love with everything, whatever you write, and I'm also taking notes and trying to understand the things or in the form of equations, anything. You know, I'm just getting into a bunch of stuff, everything with regards to theory of everything. And I think there was one quote you also mentioned in one of your YouTube videos that the theory of everything could be possibly a theory of salvation for an intelligent life to exist beyond. I think that may go into 2050 or, you know, can fulfill the purpose for 2100. So my long story short, my question is that, first of all, I would like to know about the term dimensions. I was also watching one of the YouTube video for a professor of physics named Lisa Randall, who was discussing about four dimensions. You know, we have X and Y, and, you know, forward, backward, up and down, and time, which was discovered by Albert Einstein. And so, but if I go into string theory, I do really want to understand about 11 dimensions when they mention in string theory especially. And I know that you have found the theory, and I really want to know this answer so that it can really enhance my curiosity, and, you know, it can answer my questions so that my understandability can really grow. And, I'm hopefully looking forward to your answer. Thank you.
Okay, let me try to break down that question into its component parts. First of all, as you correctly mentioned, I work on the theory of everything. There's even a Hollywood movie called The Theory of Everything, which won the Oscars, about the life of Stephen Hawking, the late Stephen Hawking, a colleague of mine, about string theory, which we think is the theory of everything. But you also talked about salvation. That is there a practical application of string theory? And the answer is potentially yes. The latest cosmological data indicates that the universe will die in ice, not in fire, but in ice. The universe is going to expand to the point where it's going to get really cold trillions of years from now, and the stars will blink out. The universe will consist of a mist of black holes, dead neutron stars, and radiation, and it's going to get awfully cold. And some people think that, well, when we hit the big freeze, that is the end of everything. That's right, the end of everything. However, there's an escape valve. And that is, why not leave the universe? If the universe gets so cold that we're all going to freeze to death, then why bother to wake up tomorrow morning knowing that it's all for naught? No matter what we do, we're going to face the death of the universe. But you see, trillions of years from now, we'll have technology trillions of years more advanced than what we have today. And that leaves a possibility of creating a wormhole through hyperspace to go to another universe, which is warmer, and perhaps mess up that universe as well. You also mentioned that, yes, these universes exist in other dimensions. So let me explain that. Well, when children go to the science museum, you can often hear mommy and daddy talk about the expanding universe. But then the children say, but mommy, daddy, what is the universe expanding into? If the universe is everything, how can you expand into something beyond everything? Well, think of a bubble. We think our universe is a three-dimensional bubble, but it's floating in a much larger arena, and that arena is hyperspace, another dimension. So we're like ants. Ants walking on a balloon. The balloon is very big, and the balloon is expanding. And so the ants think that the balloon is flat. Actually, it's curved. It's curved in a dimension that the ants cannot visualize, hyperspace, the third dimension. Well, we physicists think, though we cannot yet prove, that our universe is 11-dimensional. Why 11? Because in 11 dimension, all the mathematical inconsistencies of the quantum theory disappear. That is, the quantum theory selects its own dimensionality. Usually when you create a scientific theory like Newton's laws of motion, you can formulate Newton's laws of motion in any dimension you want. 3, 4, 5, doesn't care. However, string theory says that only in 11 dimensions do all the singularities, anomalies, and all the things that kill you disappear. And that's why we think that the universe originally started in 11 dimensions. So think of a bubble bath. Our universe being a bubble, floating in a much larger universe, this bubble bath of 11-dimensional hyperspace. Now, of course, you need more information than this. Well, go to my book. I have a book called Hyperspace and also Parallel Worlds, two books in which I try to explain what the hell is hyperspace and what does it mean if one day our salvation may be to leave our universe and go into another dimension. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Yes, hello, this is Ray, and I was wondering about in the quantum domain, K-Talk Radio, Salt Lake, Utah, and about quantum domain, I was wondering what this non-locality means, and also what Einstein called spooky physics. That if one, it's hard to measure it because the observer changed the measurement. Thank you.
Well, gee, we have quite a few questions about the quantum realm. First of all, the quantum realm is the atomic realm, the realm inside the atom, and that's what I do for a living. I'm a quantum physicist. I publish papers on the quantum theory. And in the quantum theory, we have bizarre phenomena that even puzzled Einstein. Einstein was puzzled by the fact that the quantum theory is very successful, giving us transistors and lasers and all sorts of wondrous technology that you find in your living room. But quantum theory is a bizarre theory. First of all, most theories are local. That is, if you kick a ball, the ball moves away from your foot. That's locality, that things push against adjacent objects that are right next to you. One ball kicks against another ball, kicks against another ball locally. However, things can be non-local. Non-local is what you have when you kick a football here, and then another football on the other side of the earth suddenly moves all by itself. Now, of course, you may say to yourself, that's ridiculous. Obviously, the universe is local. You kick a ball and the ball moves. You don't kick a ball and something on the other side of the earth moves. That would be non-local. But you see, the universe really is non-local. And this is something that puzzled Einstein, and he created an experiment to demolish the quantum theory. It's called the EPR experiment. You can Google it, EPR experiment. And that is, let's say you have a flashlight that emits two photons in opposite directions. Okay? One flashlight that emits photons in opposite directions. And photons, particles of light, have a spin associated with them, spin up or spin down, let's say. If one light beam has spin up, then the other necessarily has spin down because of what is called conservation of spin, conservation of angular momentum. So Einstein said, aha, if you measure the spin of one photon and it's spin up, then how do you know the spin of the other photon? It must be spin down. Common sense. The two must cancel. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and I'll say a few things about non-locality, which is enough to blow your mind. After all, it blew Einstein's mind. So we'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and ask that question, and perhaps you can get on national radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump responded to Attorney General William Barr's comments that the president's tweets about the Justice Department cases make it tough to do his job.
I cannot do my job here at the department with a constant background commentary that undercuts me.
Barr also said he won't be bullied by anyone, whether that someone be Congress, editorial boards, or the president. The president's response, written on Twitter, indicates that he is not deterred by Barr's comments. The remarks come just as he and the Justice Department are under intense scrutiny for nixing a sentencing recommendation by prosecutors who said former Trump advisor Roger Stone should serve between 7 and 9 years in prison. All four prosecutors on the case have resigned. The president had expressed his displeasure with the initial Stone recommendation, which he declared a miscarriage of justice. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right. You're not going to get a busy signal. You get right to us. Call the number 612-564-8135. You'll hear a recording. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Make that comment. Make that question that's always been bothering you. Maybe you're at the dinner table with your kids tonight, and they ask you a homework problem about science that leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? You're going to get to the telephone and call 612-564-8135 and put your children on the phone and have them ask that homework question that has puzzled you and the entire family. And so once again, you can be part of Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a question about locality and non-locality. First of all, our common sense idea is that the world is local. You kick a football, and the football moves right next to your foot. Things move because they're touched touched by something adjacent to it, right next door to it. However, things would be non-local if you could kick a football here and a football on the other side of the earth suddenly moves. Well, Einstein said that's preposterous. No one's ever seen that. Things are always local. You kick a football, the football moves. Not an object on the other side of the earth. But you see, Einstein was wrong on this question. We measured this in the laboratory. I have two particles of light, two photons that fly out in opposite directions. One photon is spin up. As soon as you measure it, you know that the other photon is spin down. Now, how fast did that information travel from one photon to the other? Well, it was instantaneous. If one photon is spin up, then instantly, you know, faster than the speed of light, then the other photon is spin down. But Einstein thought, aha, you cannot go faster than the speed of light. Obviously, the quantum theory is wrong. Well, we've done the experiment. Sorry about that, Albert. We have done the experiment, and Einstein was wrong on this question. Some form of information traveled faster than light from one point to another. Amazing. Now, to be fair, we should point out that Einstein does have the last laugh. It turns out that the information that traveled instantaneously is random information. It's unusable. So, in other words, yes, Einstein was partly wrong. Things can go infinitely fast, but the things that go infinitely fast are useless. That is, they have no net usable information. You cannot send Morse code this way. So for you Trekkies out there who think that you can talk to the Federation headquarters faster than the speed of light by going through subspace communicators, that's how Captain Kirk talks to Starfleet Command. Well, sorry about that. You cannot send messages instantly fast using non-locality. Sorry about that to all you Trekkies out there. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is Brandon from Manhattan, and I also sent you a YouTube. I have a theory about quantum entanglement communication. The way I think it would work is if you put to the keyboard and quantumly entangled particles.
So the quantum realm really is bizarre. It violates common sense. It has only one thing going for it. It is obviously correct. Transistors, lasers, everything in your living room, all the electronics depend on the quantum theory. So sorry about that. The quantum theory violates common sense. In some sense, electrons can be two places at the same time. But hey, that's the way the universe is. Sorry about that. The universe, in some sense, does not care about your common sense. Common sense only takes us so far. So, let's take a short commercial break, and you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment about science. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Or go to my Facebook site. We have 3 million fans on Facebook. And on Twitter, we have about a million people that pick up my Twitter feeds. And if you want to find out what all the excitement is about, then why not go to my website at mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And once again, call 612-564-8135. Ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Armand from Queens, and I listen to YouTube. I have a question about Wi-Fi. On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you think the Wi-Fi signals are for our brains? All right, thank you very much, and have a great day.
Okay, you ask a health question, and that is, Wi-Fi, is it bad for our brain? Well, some people think that with all this radiation, these microwave towers going up, with this instantaneous communication, there's a price we pay, and that is we are being irradiated, and some people think that perhaps it's affecting our brain and things like that. Well, let's break it down as to what radiation does to the human body. There are two kinds of radiation: ionizing and non-ionizing radiation. Ionizing radiation is radiation that is, let's say, beyond ultraviolet radiation. Ultraviolet radiation gives you sunburns. Beyond that are X-rays, which can give you cancer. And beyond that is gamma rays, which you find in hydrogen bombs and in the sun. So that's ionizing radiation, radiation that's quite energetic and rips atoms apart, creating ions. These ions, in turn, can create cancer and all sorts of injuries. On the other side, we have, on the electromagnetic scale, non-ionizing radiation. Below red, we have infrared or heat radiation. Below that, we have radio, microwaves, television. They are non-ionizing. So when you read the textbooks say, don't worry, nothing to worry about, because you cannot rip the atom apart with weak non-ionizing radiation like microwaves and radar. However, people have done studies, epidemiological studies done in Sweden, for example, at the Karolinska Institute, that tried to measure exactly what does a non-ionizing radiation do to the human body. They went to power lines that carry much more radiation than you're going to find in your house, And they calculated the number of lesions that children have as you go farther and farther away from the power lines. They found a correlation, a very weak correlation. They found a slight higher incidence of these lesions as you move closer to the power lines. Now, we're not talking about a cell phone. We're talking about practically living right next to a high voltage power line. But yeah, they found a small effect. Leukemia rates, cancer rates slightly went up. Again, not enough to create a panic. And we're talking about large amounts of microwave radiation, not small amounts. However, there was one story that we think is fake news. One story that went out on the wire services that one person got brain cancer, and the brain cancer was right next to his right ear where he listens to the cell phone, and the tumor was in the shape of a cell phone. Well, I have tried to find verifications of that story. Apparently, it is fake news. So, what do you do? Well, personally, I think that there's no manifest danger, but if you want to be cautious, you should stay away from high voltage lines, stay away from power lines where you can measure the amount of radiation. It's called a Gauss meter. Gauss meters are available at different scientific supply companies, and you can actually measure the amount of microwave radiation in your home. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. This is Lance Rome calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I was just wondering, why do we have mountains on Earth? I would think that after so many years of going through space, you know, maybe that mountains would wear down into a perfect sphere, like a rock in a river, smooth out. Is it possible that mountains are from meteors that crashed into Earth long ago and never flattened out throughout time? I'd like to hear your answer. Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question as to why we have mountains. However, let's take a short commercial break first. And then after the break, we're going to talk about mountains, where they come from, how high is Mount Everest, and why is Mount Everest as high as it is. Okay, you are listening to Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And if you want to get on national radio, why don't you give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters at the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment, and maybe you can get on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a question. Why do we have mountains? I mean, after all, the Earth is very old, and mountains wear down with time because of erosion. And so the Earth should be perfectly smooth, and yet we have the Rocky Mountains. We have all sorts of mountains in the Himalayas. And the question is, why? Well, that's because the Earth is still hot in the inside. That causes churning of the interior of the Earth, which causes continental drift when plates bump up against each other. For example, why do we have the Himalayan Mountains? The Himalayan Mountains are there because the subcontinent of India plowed into China, and the buckling of that collision created the Himalayan Mountains. That's right. So we're talking about continental drift. We're talking about the fact that the inside of the Earth is churning because it's hot. Now the next question is, well, why is it hot? It's hot because it is radioactive. It turns out that 100 years ago there was a debate between physicists and biologists and geologists. The biologists and the geologists said that the Earth must be billions of years old to create life and to create mountains and rivers and all the terrain that we see on the Earth. The physicists said, bah, humbug. You can calculate that a hot Earth would cool off in a few million years, and therefore the inside of the Earth should be frozen solid, solid rock, not molten. And therefore the question is, how old is the Earth anyway? Well, what solved the debate is Madame Curie. Madame Curie discovered radium, radiation, and radiation gives you hot materials. So the center of the Earth is hot because the center of the Earth has uranium, thorium, radium, and it is hot because radioactive materials have a half-life measured in billions of years. It takes billions of years for a radioactive substance like uranium or thorium to gradually cool down, and that's why the center of the Earth is hot, and the churning effect causes continental drift, which in turn drives much of our mountain ranges. So why do we have mountains? Because the Earth is radioactive in the inside. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Horsey from Fairbanks, Alaska, listening on 970 KFBX. My question is, you know, so I'm going to college right now, and I've always been interested in physics, and I find that I'm interested in geology as well. So I'm looking at pursuing a degree in geophysics. But, you know, I'm in intermediate algebra right now. I've got an A in it, but I really don't understand it. I mean, I understand it enough to take the test, to pass the test. My question to you is, you know, I've got to go up to differential equations and linear algebra, not to mention, you know, calculus 1, 2, and 3. And is it possible for just someone of average intelligence to learn and to apply themselves and to make it all the way through from intermediate algebra through differential equations and linear algebra, and just pursue physics and geology and geophysics. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to shoot myself in the foot by taking something that's just out of my league. But I mean, is there a where there's a will, there's a way? I don't know. What do you think? Thank you.
Well, first of all, I like to tell people that the universe is glorious, splendorous, and it excites people's imagination to contemplate the universe and the laws of science. But in order to understand the universe, you have to speak its language. And the language of the universe is mathematics, specifically calculus. And if you want to do physics, let's face it, you're going to have to do calculus. Now, of course, no one is saying you have to use advanced calculus. That's what I do, because I work in string theory. I work in Einstein's theory. And for that, you do have to do not just differential equations. You have to have tensor calculus. Tensor calculus in 11-dimensional hyperspace, and that requires about 6 years of calculus. So we're not talking about ordinary differential equations, but for you as a geophysicist, or you as just a beginning physicist, yes, you have to learn differential equations. That's the language of nature. Sorry about that. If you are a French major and you want to know about French culture, sooner or later, you're going to have to learn the French language and how to conjugate all the French verbs. Sorry about that. You got to pay your dues. And let me also say that, unfortunately, that's why a lot of people drop out. We are born scientists. We're born to understand, to wonder about what makes the stars shine and why does the sun come out. We're born scientists until we hit junior high school. And then we start to lose young scientists left and right because science is made boring. And of course, there's arithmetic that we have to master. There's dues that we have to pay. Sorry about that. So I would recommend that, yes, you have to sit down, buckle down, learn differential equations, but you're not going to have to learn the advanced calculus required for string theory. That you don't have to worry about. You don't have to worry about differential topology in 11 dimensions. 3 dimensions is fine if you want to become a geophysicist. Okay, well, unfortunately, we have run out of time on Science Fantastic. Once again, join us every week on Science Fantastic as we discover the world of science. And give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. And go to my website, mkaku.org, or go to my Twitter account at Michio Kaku, and be one of the 1 million people that get my Twitter feeds. Once again, this is Professor Michio Kaku for Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.